Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
There is a new poll that is kind of indicating that hitchhiking might be a thing of the past. 73% of Americans say they would not hitchhike today. And only 11% say they have ever hitchhiked at all.
It's crazy to think there was a time where that was the thing to do. I've hitchhiked before.
I have also hitchhiked.
You
before.
Have?
I have.
Oh, wow.
Just from...
You know, you're a country girl. I feel like that happens a lot more than us, a little, our city folks.
How long ago did you do it, though?
This was in high school. I'll never forget my buddy Chris Gavigan and I. He used to have a little summer home in Breezy Point, which was like just like by the beach. So like we would try and get to point A to point B, but sometimes you have to walk forever and ever. And so
sure.
Chris was like, let's hitchhike. I was like, I've never done that before. He's like, I do it all the time. It's not a big deal. So we put the thumbs out and all that. Some dude picked us up. Older to us, probably a guy in his 20s. Nice guy, but I was paranoid. I didn't even smoke pot at that time. I'm in the back seat going, what are we doing?
Oh.
Like, we're hitchhiking. I don't know this person. Like, is this? And so now I'm thinking, is there something I could use as a weapon in case I need to knock this guy out? So this is how my brain worked. This is how long ago this was. It was back in the days of yellow pages and white pages. It was a yellow pages in the back. And so I had it ready. And I was like paging through it, like acting like as if I was interested in what was in the yellow pages. But I was basically holding it. I was like, if all else fails, I'm clubbing the guy in the back of the head with this.
That's very smart thinking.
Yeah, but he ended up just taking us where we needed to go. It was completely fine. He was a super nice guy. Yeah.
Well, we want to know if you have ever hitchhiked. 206-803-ROCK. See if we have someone on hold who hitchhiked. And the person that picked them up used to work at KISW.
Okay, I know it wasn't me.
But let's talk to Nate, who's on his way to Portland. Nate, have you hitchhiked?
Good morning.
What's up, Nate?
How you doing, Steve?
Doing great. Yeah. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Hey, my hitchhiking stories was just like yours in high school. I grew up on the south end of Whidbey Island, and back then, 20 some odd plus years ago, they didn't have public transportation, or at least what they have now. So, me being a late nighter. I missed the school bus quite a bit and had to do the old, the old summon down the road quite often, actually.
And it worked.
It did work. I don't know if it's the same scenario over there now, as far as, you know, the people there, but, yeah, I got myself to school, or at least, into a public transportation stop, and, I might have been late, but I made it. And then as I grew older, I hitchhiked a few times to some festivals and some drum circles across the mountains.
That's amazing, dude.
I love it. 206-803-ROCK, Bob from Tacoma. Have you ever hitchhiked?
Yes, I have. Back in the early 70s, I used to hitchhike quite a bit. And one late evening, I got picked up by a guy that we started talking, and he said, well, I'm a DJ at KISW. You want to come down to the station?
What?
I'm like, hell yeah. And it was Paul Chambers, and I went down to the station when it was on Harbor Island, and I met Steve Slayton, I met Gary Crow, all those guys, and I actually became friends with those, and Steve Slayton and I worked on a commercial together for Lighthouse Diving.
Okay, that's so random and awesome. Imagine though if like Ryan Castle showed up, he's like, hey, this is John. I picked him up, he was hitchhiking, we'd all be like, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
It just shows how times are a lot different from the 80s to the 2020s.
1,000%. 206-803-ROCK. Daniel, tell us your hitchhiking story.
Hola!
What's up, Daniel?
So, I'm doing fine, Steve. So, my buddy and I, we were in downtown Olympia, and he had something to do up in Shelton. the next day. So we had a ride scheduled for us and everything, but that ended up falling through. So we needed to hoof it to Shelton. So we were walking along the highway. We got to the exit in Shelton. My buddy started complaining, saying we're just never going to get there. I turned to him and said, watch me. I'm going to get us a ride. So I stick my thumb out, and about 5 minutes later, a nice guy in a red Toyota shows up, and he takes us there. And then, yeah.
Would you pick up somebody that was hitchhiking?
I mean, I've considered it before, but no. But I do love that so far all of these are very positive hitchhiking stories.
Yeah, I'd be worried that I'd have the one negative hitchhiking story, though.
Ashley from Enumclaw, have you ever hitchhiked?
I have. I was with three friends in up in Bellingham in the back roads. We were doing some off-roading, what we weren't supposed to, in a beat-up Jeep, and went through a huge puddle and flooded the engine.
Oh.
And I was 14. I had some, they were all 16. And so we didn't have cell phones, had to get home, curfew. So we started putting our thumb out, and this really old guy, 70s, big beard, long hair, beat-up truck, picked us up. And we had, you know, a couple in the back and a couple in his cab. And he's like, you know, if you see anything pop up on the dash, don't worry. There's just some mice in there.
Did you ever see any mice?
I didn't, but I kept my eyes on that dashboard like, oh, my God, I've got to get out of here.
Like, we need a hitchhiker away from this hitchhiker guy.
I'd be afraid one would, like, run up my pant leg or something like
that. Were they his pets, or did he just know he had a mouse problem?
206-803-ROCK. Yes, Tim from Bremerton, do you have a hitchhiking story to share?
I do. So, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, check this out. So, we were going to a Tom Petty concert. We were going from Reno to Sacramento. And back in the 80s, man, if you went over that mountain pass and you broke down, man, it's like you're lucky if you're going to get out of there. Well, there was five guys, all right? Now, nobody's going to pick up five guys. So, we started out. We said, we got to get ingenious about this. So, we started out with a little dude. He put his thumb out a little bit, then the next guy, and he put his thumb up a little bit higher, then the next guy to the last guy, and then the last guy was waving. And finally, some guy pulled over. He says, man, he says, I couldn't pass that up. Where are you guys going? We get to the Tom Petty concert, 10 sack. He goes, I'll take you all the way there. He did.
Oh my gosh.
Tim, I'll be honest with you. I'm always a little sketchy about picking up a hit, but if I saw that where like everyone had their thumbs on top of each other, I'd be like, yeah, I got to pick these guys up, right?
They look like good dudes.
Yeah, they look like guys I probably want to go party with.
Daily Migs Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We were chatting about this Pete Rose news that he's now eligible to be voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Still can't get any sleep over this.
But one of his teammates said that he would never go back to the Hall of Fame if Pete ever did get inducted.
Frank Robinson, with whom I had a tremendous relationship, screamed at me and said, I cannot believe.
Oh, and this is Tim Kirchen, the baseball analyst.
Yes.
So he's talking about a story about with Frank Thomas.
That you said you would vote for Pete Rose for the Hall of Fame. And if he ever gets in the Hall of Fame, I will never go back to the Hall of Fame for any reason if I'm in the same club as Pete Rose.
I have a question for you because I'm listening to that. And he's like, I will never step foot in that place again. Have you ever had something happen to you where you're like, I am never going back to that place again?
Oh,
it could be a restaurant.
Gosh.
It could be a city. It could be whatever.
There was a time I was really upset at a place because they were supposed to still be open and I wanted to get a growler filled with beer. And when I got there, they were like putting the chairs up, but there were still patrons in there and they were still supposed to be open. And they were like, sorry, we're closed. And I was like, I went home and wrote a nasty review on Facebook or something like that.
They said
they were going to be open and they were not open.
I've got my empty growler.
I'm very thirsty.
Just turn the knob. What's going on, guys?
But they went out of business, so jokes on them.
Yeah, serves them right. Mine, it was a... a gentleman's club in Ballard. I walked in. I'm like, I'm never going back to this place again.
Just the initial vibe?
We walked in. There was a few of us. We're like, this is going to be so fun. We heard the place was kind of, you know, ratchet. But we're like, this is going to be great. We walk in. There's just three ladies. They weren't very attractive. But that's whatever. You know, everyone's beautiful in God's eyes, after all.
Wow. Oh, my God.
But one of the ladies is, like, just sitting on the stage with a cigarette in her hand, just looks, like, frumpy. And we walk in, and I swear to you, I'll never forget, she just looks at the three of us and goes, oh, gotta get up. Like, uses the pole to pull herself up because I think her body was just so shot. Gets on the stage, still cigarette in her mouth, and just kind of hangs on the pole, but doesn't do anything, and just kind of looks at us like, you like this?
Nice. To be fair, it sounds like she was as excited to see you guys as you were to see her.
Very true.
All of this got us thinking more about the places that we won't go yes. back to, and why that would be. And we did get a text from the Way High Window guy that said, quote, I swore off Godsmack after Sully talked S about the Seahawks, didn't go see them for years, but I did go last year in Kent, end quote.
That is a very random reason to not go see a band is because they didn't like the same sports team as you.
But do you remember that when he was going off?
I don't.
Oh, I totally remember this. And I respect the decision to go back, though. Sometimes you just need a little break. But what about you? Is there something that happened that made you swear that you would never go back to something or someplace? Give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
What happened that made you swear that you would never go back to something?
Never, ever.
206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who's also got some issues with Godsmack. But first.
What the hell is Godsmack doing that's pissing everybody off?
We're going to talk to Russ from Mount Vernon. Russ, what happened that made you swear you'd never go back to something?
Well, I was doing some home renovations, and I went and bought one of those sink kits, you know, at a certain warehouse club. And I said, well, how much could it be to have it put in, right? When I got it, the guy came out, a certain reputable plumbing company. I figured, well, how much could it be, $400 or $500 or whatever? He quoted me $2,100 to put a sink kit in. I had everything.
So you had everything for him. He just had to install it, and he was going to charge you that much?
$2,100. And then he said, well, I'll do it on the side for $700.
Nice.
I said, you've got to be out of your mind. So I went and YouTubed it, and I did it all myself in about 3.5 hours.
That's awesome.
That YouTube is a god. It is a godsend to all of us.
They showed me exactly how to put it in, what glue to use, and everything. And I'm like, so I went to their website and I wrote them a nice little review. And I'm like, you guys got to be kidding me!
I just love that it's going to be $2,100. Or if you just want to pay me cash, I'll take care of it. Just don't let my company know.
Right? At $700, still seems pretty steep, you know, for labor.
Yes.
Since he had all the parts already. 206-803-ROCK. Tony from Bothell, what happened that made you swear you'd never go back to something?
Well, you know, I'm a big Godsmack fan, and I've been seeing them for, geez, years. And they came to Florida to Universal Studios. Great show. The next day I'm working, because it was in the hospitality business, and my wife is at Universal Studios with the family, with the son, the daughter, I think her cousin. And next thing you know, she sees this little guy with a jacket on, you know, it's Sully, obviously. He's not the tallest guy.
No.
And he friggin' has his Godsmack jacket on, and he's with his kid and his wife. And of course, my wife, you know, big fan, kind of goes up real nice and says, hey, is there any chance, you know, and my husband would love this. And he turned her down. And of course, she's like, I'm never going to go see them again. So sadly, I haven't seen Godsmack since. Still love them, but after being married 33 years, every time they come to town, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll go by myself.
No,
I mean, or get a divorce at this point. I mean, you can't keep missing out on God. Is it weird that he's wearing his own Godsmack jacket?
PR, baby. Always be selling.
But if that's the case, then you got to expect somebody's going to approach you and say, hey,
yes,
aren't you the dude from Godsmack, sir, that's wearing a Godsmack jacket?
Mm.
Leave me alone.
206-803-ROCK. Jenny and Milton, what happened that made you swear you'd never go back?
Well, we went to a very popular breakfast restaurant about 20 years ago.
Okay.
We all sat down to have breakfast. They serve us. And on top of my daughter's eggs was a downtown hare.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So we obviously got up and left, and we have never gone back and never will.
Oh, that is gnarly.
Have you ever
that
had...
That is gnarly. That was so gnarly. And my daughter's like, what's that, Mommy? And my husband is like, get the manager over here right now.
Oh, gross.
Have you ever had a situation where, like, you had a food show up and you're just like, oh, I guess I'll just move that hair out.
I have definitely been the move the hair person.
It all depends on how hungry I am and how excited I am to eat whatever it is that they're willing to provide.
You and I both.
Yeah.
Just move the hair.
Yeah, it's okay.
206-803-ROCK. Bronwyn from Gig Harbor. What happened that made you swear you'd never go back?
Well, it was at a friend's birthday party, and this is in the 70s. So the mom had brought a very famous chicken, fried chicken place food for us to all enjoy. And so we are all grabbing and reaching our pieces out of the big bucket.
Uh-huh.
And I pulled out a beak.
Well, at least you know it was actually from a chicken. Did you bring it back or did you just kind of just leave?
It was at my friend's house. Like, we all freaked out. All the kids at the birthday party. I mean, they're little. All the kids at the birthday party freaked out. We're all like crying. It was hysterical.
The Daily Migs Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.